This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% on select styles. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, everyone. Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind. Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24 pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere. And it's basketball season. My schedule is packed, and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Are you buying?
Great cash, homie.
Or are you selling?
I'm not going to buy into that crap.
Benny and Haney.
Sponsored by Window Nation. Right now from Window Nation, buy two windows, get two free, and pay nothing until 2027. Offer ending soon. Schedule your free estimate at 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
1057.
Quarterfinals, Big Ten Tournament, men underway. First half, 14-plus. Clock's ticking first half. Michigan State, number one seed against the 8th seed Oregon Ducks. 10-9, or 12-9 now. Oregon, they win 8 in a row. They're a live dog here. Maryland tonight, same thing with Illinois. Other interesting matchups going on, not just in the Big Ten Tournament. A lot of ranked teams playing in quarterfinal games because of all these power conferences and all these powerhouse teams. So this is it's not necessarily bracket brain time, but we're getting there, and we'll keep you up to date on the score because this one's going to be a fun one. And yes, Nolan, I did take Oregon getting that 5.5 on ESPN Bet, but we're not here to talk my money or anybody else's money. Yeah, we are. We're talking our money by ourselves.
We're finally making some money today. The Dow is up 492. The S&P's up 89. The NASDAQ is up 363. DraftKings up 87. And Under Armour's down 11 cents. Jimmy Patsos.
Yeah, so that means I'm not making money.
Well, our sports topics here today, we'll start with the Baltimore Orioles. Tough one on Wednesday afternoon when they lost to the Braves. Blowout loss at that, 13-5. Pitching staff gave up 5 home runs in the process, and Dean Kramer, he was responsible for 2 of them in his 4 innings of work. That's now 6 homers allowed in 12 spring innings for him, and an ERA of 9 to go along with it. We know this is a pitcher who's had some issues with allowing home runs in the past, gave up a career high of 27 in 2023, 18 homers a year ago. Buy or sell, Bob, Kramer will give up over 20 long balls this year.
Oh, I'm buying it 100%. They're moving the wall in left field, on top of it. Homers aren't bad as long as they're solo homers. You're giving up 2-3 run homers, then the ERA really starts to loft. He's given up, what, 5? You said 6 for the spring, 5 in his last 2 starts. So he'll keep it, you know, exciting. Mr. Splash usually celebrates for the Orioles, but maybe there'll be so many balls out there, he'll just have to do it all the time. There'll be a water shortage at Camden Yards, but he'll give up his share, but I still like him in this Orioles rotation, middle to the back half, of course.
Over to the NFL, the Eagles have made a change in their running back room. Of course, Saquon Barkley is still the top dog, but replacing Kenneth Gainwell with A.J. Dillon for their new number 2 running back. Dillon, really grown accustomed to working in a committee during his time with Green Bay, has routinely received at least 170 to 180 carries a year. Now, Barkley, he's still going to be shouldering most of the workload here, but after running for well over 2,000 yards, a staggering 345 carries, even more on top of that in their Super Bowl run, well, he's got a lot of tread on the tires, to say the least. Vinny, buy or sell, Dillon will lighten the load enough to keep Barkley fresh next year.
Yeah, I'll buy that, Nolan, and I'm going to say they're going to draft one, too. I think they're going to even lighten the load even more, and specifically for, you know, get him ready for the end of the season.
And Dillon's a nice change of pace from what Barkley, what most are from Saquon Barkley, but solid running back, yes.
So 345, the carries there for Barkley. Previous career high for him wasn't even past 300. It was 295. What do you think's like a realistic ballpark for him next year?
What Derek have?
He was in the 320 range, I want to say. He was also over 300, yeah.
I'd say it's going to be right around 300. You know, because when they're in tight games and division games and probably games against Washington, he's gonna get the bulk of the carries.
How about a little NBA here? It's pretty rare that a regular season game draws as much interest as Wednesday night's Celtics and Thunder matchup did. OKC winning that one on the road, 118 to 112. Everyone ready to proclaim it as a finals preview as the Thunder sit comfortably on top of the West. The Celtics, the defending champions, that comes with some respect. And, well, maybe more than Cleveland, who I guess people are still in wait and see
mode.
Yeah,
do it in the playoffs.
Right. But still impressive nonetheless. Really varies year to year, but sometimes it feels like when you enter an NBA season, you can confidently predict who's going to be in the finals right away. I think about those, you know, LeBron with the Cavs against the Warriors all those years. That was easy to predict. But Bob, are you buying or selling? We get the anticipated Thunder-Celtics finals matchup everyone wants.
Sell it! Let's not dismiss, as good as OKC has been, and they've been really good, even though Jalen Williams got hurt a couple of nights ago, but Holmgren's back, and he played well in that win against Boston. Gilgeous Alexander's probably the MVP. I don't know. Something says Denver's just not going to go away quietly. And when LeBron comes back, you would think they're the 72 Lakers, but they'll get a little run here in the East. I mean, Donovan Mitchell, as great as he is, and for a little guard, he's 6'2", 6'3", to dominate, like he plays 6'8". You talk about being a guy who plays bigger than his size. Mm-hmm. That's him. Hasn't had a lot of postseason success, whether in Utah or with the Cavaliers. So Boston, we'll see. We'll see there. But no, OKC, Boston finals, write it down, etch it in stone, put money on it. Nope. So.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
On it. Well, the Browns, they traded for Kenny Pickett earlier this week in an effort to bolster their quarterback room. But outside of a Week 18 start for Philadelphia last season, he hasn't taken starter reps since December of 2023. Now, he says when he arrived that Cleveland told him he'll have a full opportunity to compete for the starting job in training camp. But keep in mind here, I mean, Deshaun Watson's still there. You know, depends on when he's healthy again. They were interested in Russell Wilson, had him in for a visit yesterday. And with the number two overall pick, they could certainly draft a quarterback as well. Vinny, are you buying or selling that Pickett will actually have a real chance to start for them?
Selling it. Telling him what he wants to hear. So, no, if he has to start for them, they're in trouble.
Well, we had Scott Petrak on yesterday from BrownZone.com. And Nolan, if you remember, I had to bring Pickett up when he was talking about the quarterback. I was like, well, where's Pickett fit in? It was almost like, oh, yeah, he'll be there. And he's gave up a fifth and a player to get him. So you would figure I don't know.
And our last topic here of the day, Duke, they managed to stage that comeback yesterday and beat Georgia Tech in the ACC tournament. All without their star player, Cooper Flagg, in the second half, went down with that ugly ankle injury right before halftime and was later seen in a wheelchair. But no surprise to hear this, the Blue Devils coach John Shire right after the game saying that it's a long shot for him to play tonight in the semifinals against UNC, the focus being, of course, on next weekend and the first round of the NCAA tournament. But buy or sell, Bob, Duke should still be heavy favorites to win the conference tournament this weekend without Flagg at all.
Well, they were down 12 with him on the floor yesterday against Georgia Tech. And my question to that, I'll answer your question. Who challenges him? Clemson? Maybe? Louisville survived yesterday. Heavy favorites? I'll soft buy it. Not as heavy. But one expert said without Flagg, they're not national championship favorites anymore. And that's a duh.